Good morning. This morning we commence a series entitled The Case of God from Isaiah. This is a book of prophecies, and Isaiah ministered from about 740 to 680 BC. That's 60 years. For about 20 out of the 60 years, he spoke both to the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. The northern kingdom was made up of 10 tribes: Reuben, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Ephraim, and Manasseh, and Simeon. Southern kingdom was made up of 2 tribes, which is Judah and Benjamin. Israel had split under the reign of Solomon's son Rehoboam. But who was this prophet? The Bible tells us that he was a son of Amos. He fathered 2 sons who bore symbolical names, and you can find that in Isaiah 7 verse 3 and 8 verse 3. He was also married to a prophetess. He exercised the function of his calling during the reigns of the following kings: Uzziah, otherwise called Azariah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Ezekiah. But more than anything else, Isaiah was a man of God. How we still need men who are considered as men of God, men after God's own heart. God called him, and God is still in the business of calling men and women, men who by God's standards can be viewed as men of God. What was the reason why God called Isaiah? He called him because he had a case against the southern kingdom, Judah. So he calls on heaven and earth to be a witness against Judah. He says, "Hear, O heavens, and give earth, O earth." He calls them to be both his witness and jury. This is not the first time that God would have called on heaven and earth to be a jury and witness against his people. In Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, as they crossed over Jordan to enter the promised land, God said, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life." But what is the case that God had against Israel? This is what he says in verse 2 of chapter 1. He said, "I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." Judah belonged to God. They were called the children of God. And so the Lord took notice and care of them in their infant stage, brought them up out of Egypt, led them through the wilderness, and fed them, and brought them into the promised land, Canaan's land. He drove out the nations before them and settled them there. God gave them his laws and ordinances and distinguished them from all other nations by his favor, and raised them to a high estate, to much greatness and prosperity, especially in the days of King David and King Solomon. The phrase "brought up" in Hebrew can also mean, "I have magnified, made great, and have exalted children." But they rebelled against God, which is when we look at the word of the Lord, it tells us that they rebelled. The Targum, which is the spoken translations of the Isaiah scripture, said that they rebelled against my word. The Septuagint version, the Greek version of the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament, says they have rejected me. And the Vulgate Latin version said they have despised me. The question is for us today: are we a nation that has rebelled against God's word? Are we a nation that has rejected God? Are we a nation that has despised God, just like the nation of Israel and Judah? God said in his word, "The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib." But Israel does not know. God said, but my people do not know. Judah does not know who they belong to. Judah does not know whose they are. He says, my people do not understand. The Jews, who were the people of God by profession, did not stir themselves up to consider nor make use of means, knowing and understanding divine and spiritual things as it related to God. The American Standard Version says, my people doth not consider. A commentator says that the Hebrew word signifies a spontaneous application by which you stir up yourself to understanding. So Israel and Judah did not stir themselves up to understanding. They would not have attended to the word and commandments of God. And even in Jesus' time, they would not even hear nor regard the ministry of the word by Christ and his apostles. Verse 4 tells us that they became a sinful nation. They were laden with iniquity. They became an offspring of evildoers. They were involved in corruption. They provoked the Holy One of Israel. They had turned their backs on God. They had turned away from him, and they were now in a backslidden state. The Jews became rebellious people. And remember, this is not the first time that they would have rebelled against God. From the very beginning in Moses' time and in the prophets, quite down to the time of the Messiah. Even today, I must say, man continues to rebel against God. Man refuses to accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have become a sinful nation. We have become laden with iniquity, and we have given birth to an offspring of evildoers. We have scammers of every description, size, and shape. We are involved in corruption, and we have rejected and despised our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But interestingly enough, God was not speaking to unsaved people, nor Gentiles. He was talking to his own people, a people who were called by his name. The Hebrew version says, upon whom my name is called. As the people of God today, we too need to examine ourselves to see where we are with God. Are we rebelling? Have we turned our backs on God? Is there iniquity in the church? What is the condition of our churches today? So God asks the question, why should you be stricken anymore? He will revolt more and more. God's people was in a very bad condition. They were inviting the judgment of God on themselves. The question for us today, as the people of God, are we too inviting the judgment of God on ourselves as a nation, as the people of God? So God was saying, why must you continue to invite punishment? Must you rebel forever? The same questions that were asked of God's people. When man continues in rebellion and disobedience, mankind invites the judgment of God and the wrath of God upon themselves. But God is still a merciful God. So he asks the question of Judah. He asks the question of us. Why? Why will you persist in rebellion? O man, whoever you are, why do you persist? It is hard to kick against the pricks. God longs for you to repent and turn to him. The question is, what is your decision today? Join us next week as we continue our studies in the book of Isaiah.